We have a community Easter egg hunt coming up. It's going to be extravaganza. You see what I'm doing there?
Yeah.
It's going to be an exciting time. We are so excited that we're going to have this community Easter egg hunt on Saturday the 19th at 10 a.m. And everyone's invited. We'll have the age groups separated out a little bit into three age groups. We're looking from those that can walk on their own to about fifth grade to participate in this. But everyone's welcome. We'll have a time of warming up, if you will, of singing and dancing for the kids. And we'll go out and have the Easter egg hunt and come back in. And then we got a story time. And then some refreshments as well are provided for you in our atrium, it's called. And we just plan on having an exciting time.
And you don't have to be a member of the church?
Absolutely not. The whole community is invited. We look forward to everyone coming out and just having a great time and remembering that the resurrection is right around the corner.
And what time?
10 a.m. Saturday the 19th, this coming Saturday, and we look forward to extravaganza.
And that's when you'll start with the dancing and the kind of warming up the kids and
singing
and sort
10
of
o'clock show up and there'll be a time for some refreshments and then about 10:15 or so we'll get it started and about an hour and a half you'll be on the road.
And you've got them down to, you're going to split them up?
We got three age groups that we'll split them up into. Depending on how many are in each group, so we're flexible.
And where did you get the candy from? Who donated it? Did you buy it? Where did that all come from?
Well, yeah, we bought the jelly beans, and there's a few thousand eggs that we packed full of jelly beans, and then there's three special eggs that'll be hidden, one in each area of where the children will be searching, and then there'll be special prizes for those eggs as well.
And this will be on the grounds of the church, right?
On the grounds of the church, yes.
At the corner of
22nd and Duluth.
How many years have you been doing this, Pastor?
Well, I believe this is our third year now of doing it, and it's growing each year. I think last year we had about 125 kids show up, so and we were almost full, but we can sure take some more. We'd love to see everyone come out for this extravaganza.
And how is parking? Where should we park?
Well, you can park in our parking lot, all the streets you can park on, and then just to the east of Zion, there's the medical x-ray area that we are allowed to park in as well.
Yeah. And again, this is a community Easter egg hunt. Zion Lutheran Church, you guys open up a lot, don't you?
We have a lot of activities that are open to the community at Zion, including our Streets of Bethlehem that we have during the Christmas time as well to proclaim Christ's coming there as well.
If you want to become a member of Zion Lutheran Church, what do we need to do?
Well, if you wanted to become a member, we just encourage you to come.
Mm-hmm.
Come on Sunday or give me a call at 338-5226. I'd be happy to get together with you, talk to you on the phone. You can email me. That's on our website at zlcsf.com or .org, excuse me, and be happy to get together with you. Coming is the most important thing, finding your place, finding hope in Christ, some community. And that is the most important thing to us.